We're about 6 minutes away from the top of the hour here on Farm Talk. Right now, we're going to visit with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks about weather and how things are going to be shaping up, not only for the rest of this week, but kind of taking a look at what's going to be happening in the weeks ahead. And we're going to visit with Nathan Rick. He's a meteorologist at the Weather Service. And Nathan, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, not a problem. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. We're kind of saying it's the beginning of the end today. I don't know if that's true or not, but the temperature takes a big dip starting to tomorrow. So what are we thinking? What's going on actually with the weather? Why the big dip? Why the big wind and the cooler temperatures all of a sudden? Besides, it's, you know, getting later in the fall.
Yeah, so like you said, we are getting later in the fall, so it is about that time of year where we're going to start seeing these cooler temperatures, but we've actually got a nice cold front. It's kind of parked right along northern North Dakota right now, but it's going to be moving through the area later tonight, or later this afternoon into this evening, and it's really going to open the floodgates for a more Arctic air mass to move into the region. And so that's going to bring us low temperatures in the 30s tonight and high temperatures only in the mid-40s or so for tomorrow. And then we're looking at a pretty hard freeze Thursday night and Friday morning with pretty widespread low temperatures in the 20s across the region.
Okay. I think a lot of folks are wondering, are we done with 70s? I think we're done with 80s, but are we done with 70-degree temperatures now with this moving in?
Yeah, it's looking like it. We still can't quite rule out, I know climatologically, we're still looking at highs in the 60s or so with some variation on either side of that. And even by next week, we're actually looking at a bit of a warming trend from the weekend into early next week where we could certainly see some 70s, especially in the Fargo area, possible.
Well,
by next Tuesday or so.
Some happy news about that, not for the sugar beet guys and gals, but at least for those that have some yard work to do. So as we get closer, you know, we're in October now, and we're hoping for some nice weeks ahead. But as far as the longer range forecast from the Weather Service, are we going to continue to kind of have that nice fall, or is there any kind of four-letter words that start with snow in our future?
Well, all indications right now are keeping things rather pleasant. There's a chance, even after those 60s, potentially 70s, by early next week, there's at least some potential at indications within ensemble guidance that are showing a bit of a upper trough and kind of a cold front moving through middle of next week. Could be dropping temperatures and could introduce at least our next chance for precipitation. Can't really say anything too definitive on that S word.
Okay. Well, we're kind of hoping December 20th because I think most of us like white Christmases, but if we can hold off up until that point, I'm good with that. One thing, and I know it's harvest time right now, and I think really rain for the most part for the crops really not going to make much of a difference at this point. But at some point, before we get to winter, I think a lot of areas could use an inch or two of rain just to kind of get the moisture levels back in the soil. Anything as far as good news you can tell us there?
Unfortunately, not too much. It's looking like we're going to be stuck in a pattern of what's known as northwesterly flow aloft, and so it's just essentially the jet stream is going to be dipping a little bit into our area, but mostly keeping this kind of cool, temperate, kind of dry conditions with maybe some periodic shots for light precipitation, but nothing too definitive for widespread precipitation, unfortunately.
Not like we got last fall where we got some soakers in before winter came to kind of get the soils back. So we'll see how it plays out, but more of an aberration then with the cold temperatures we got over the next couple of days coming ahead. Looks like, again, nice weeks next week. One more thing, and I hope it's on good terms and everything, but I did not know Greg Gost retired, and that happened at the end of September. Is what I understand.
Yes, he did. Yep, he kind of notified us in August, and end of September was his last day, and it was all on good terms. It was just his time. He figured he's been in the service for.
I figured it would be, but But Greg has been such a voice in the media for such a long time, and I think most of the people in our region and even the people not in agriculture know him for the flood side. He was the official voice of, you know, what the flood projections is. Do we know yet who's going to be handling that? Is it Amanda that's going to be handling that, or who the warning coordinator is going to be for the hydrology?
Yes, we are still kind of in flux with warning coordination, but Amanda should be definitely kind of the handling the hydrology side of things. So she'll be primary contact, and we'll be the voice there for all those who need it.
All right, very good. Well, Nathan, thank you for hopping on. If you see Greg, wish him happy retirement. I sent him a text, so hopefully he has a good whatever he's up to. I don't know if he's fishing or shoveling or what he's doing, but we wish him the best. Nathan, we'll be in touch. Yes, take care. Thanks for hopping on today.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.
All right, very good. Again, Nathan Rick, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And again, we wish our friend Greg Gus the best in retirement. It is coming up to the top of the hour. We'll take a short break here. Mick Kerr will be back with hour number two of Farm Talk.